Kamala Harris throws shade at competitors during South Carolina campaign event. By Hannah Blow on November 27, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, threw shade at the top tier of Democrat candidates during a campaign event in South Carolina on Tuesday, highlighting what she considers fundamental flaws in each of their grandiose healthcare proposals. Harris spoke to a crowd at Wright Small's Fellowship Hall in Goose Creek, South Carolina, and attempted to draw a distinction between herself and her opponents, particularly in terms of their healthcare proposals. "So I'm running for president to say we need to agree all people should have access to healthcare, and it should not be a function of how much money they have in their back pocket, which is why I have a Medicare for All plan," she said, stressing that her plan is a little different from her competitors' plans. "Because you know, on the one hand, you got a couple candidates who don't have their own Medicare for All plan. By their own definition, 10 million people will be left out. You know that's 10 times the size of Delaware. That's 100 times the size of South Bend," she said in a direct reference to former Vice President Joe Biden, D, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D. Then, on the other hand, she began as the crowd continued to react to her shade. "On the other hand, you got a plan that's going to take away people's choice," she said, referencing Senators Elizabeth Warren's, DMA, and Bernie Sanders, IVT, plans. "So my plan is as follows: yes, we will bring down cost. We will get rid of copays and deductibles. Everyone will be covered, including those with pre-existing conditions," she said. "We'll expand coverage to include vision and dental and hearing aids. But here's the thing, unlike some others, we will not increase middle-class taxes. And I will not get rid of your option to have a private plan if that's what you want or public plan if that's what you want," she said in another jab toward Warren and Sanders' choice, she added. Harris also stressed the need to invest in mental health, particularly by giving greater compensation for mental health care providers so they can actually take the time to do the work with people. Harris is currently in fifth place in the Palmetto State, with 6.3% support, the current Real Clear Politics average shows.